vision.com.
Good morning, America. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am your nutritional pharmacist and host, Ben Fuchs. Thanks so much for joining us today. We're here Monday through Friday on the Genesis Communication Network and the ZBS Radio Network, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central. This is your show for understanding, helping you understand the wide world of nutritional supplementation. I am a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements in my practice. I don't like using prescription drugs, never did like using prescription drugs, and hopefully I'll never have to use prescription drugs in my practice. That's because the human body has healing built into it. It's not a question of prescriptions. It's not a question of drugs. It's not a question of medical protocols. If you want to get off your medicine and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here to help you do that. Give us a shout, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933 is the number. If you want to check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, or website, brightsideben.com. And if you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can click on the link on the upper right-hand corner, and somebody will get back to you with some information. And let's see what else. If you want to talk to Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Rachel about the longevity products, you can give them a call at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And I'll be joined for the next hour or so, as I am every day on The Bright Side, by my co-host and colleague and good friend, Douglas Winfrey. Greetings, Doug.
Good morning.
What's cooking, my friend?
Oh, not much. Yesterday you and I talked off the air about the link that's been found by Ohio State University Comprehensive Care Center study that found that there is now a link between inflammation and possibly the cause of cancer.
Yes,
and,
we did talk.
Things like IBS, and they said there could be a 25% link to at least 25% of all cancers. I found that interesting.
Yep, and one of the most important causes of inflammation and a link to cancer as well is something called hypoxia, low blood oxygen. You know, we talk about nutritional supplementation a lot on this program. Sometimes we talk about exercise and working out, but we don't often talk about oxygenation. But it's important to recognize that under conditions of low oxygen, your body's stress system kicks in. And part of the stress system is the immune inflammatory system, and of course there are links to cancer there as well. You know, cancer feeds on a type of energy production that is that kicks in when we are under low oxygen. We're in low oxygen states. So when the body and the brain and all of the oxygen sensing mechanisms kick in, they sense that there's low oxygen. Technically, that's referred to as hypoxia. We start to use a secondary energy source or a secondary energy scheme. It's almost like turbo energy, and that turbo energy is a stressful type of energy, and it leads to cancer cells. Cancer cells love low oxygen, and Dr. Otto Warburg found this out in the 1940s. He actually won a Nobel Prize when he saw that cancer cells thrive under low oxygen conditions, in hypoxic conditions. Hypo means low oxygen. Hypoxia refers to low oxygen, and cancer cells thrive under hypoxic states. Now, breathing, of course, is the most important way that you can get oxygen, but did you know that essential fatty acids, EFAs, omega-3s, and omega-6s, one of their most important benefits to the body is they help the body assimilate and use oxygen. They especially help cell membranes assimilate and utilize oxygen, and if you looked at a cell membrane, keep in mind your body is composed of 100 trillion of these things, 100 trillion of these cells, which are basically little animals. If you looked at a cell under a microscope, you'd actually find lots and lots of these essential fatty acids and lots of atoms of oxygen that are trapped in these essential fatty acids. Now, most of us don't get anywhere near the essential fatty acids that we need, and most of us don't get anywhere near the oxygen through breathing that we need. So, of course, we're going to end up with conditions like inflammation and cancer. Did you know, by the way, Doug, that almost a third of Americans have fatty liver disease, and this too can be related to hypoxia? And fatty liver disease, NAFLD, as it is so called, is going to be the latest new disease that you're going to start to hear about. Every 5 years or so, there's a new disease that comes out and that everybody freaks out about. Well, NAFLD, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, is showing the potential to be that new disease. A study that just came out from Where is this from? The Diabetes Research Center at the Methodist Hospital Research Institute showed that 30 million Americans have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Now, in addition to low oxygen causing fatty liver disease, poor oxygenation causing fatty liver disease, probably the biggest cause is excess ingestion of sugar, especially fructose. So the next time somebody comes up to you or you see a commercial about how high fructose corn syrup is the same as regular sugar and how it's all natural, blah, 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 you let them know that fructose is metabolized mainly in the liver. Unlike glucose and other sugars, fructose is mainly processed by the liver. And one of the causes of excess ingestion of fructose, excess liver metabolism of fructose, is fatty liver. And one of the key organs in the body, folks, is the liver, and it's the last system that you want to have go wrong, especially given our toxicity and all the things that we're eating, all the things that we're breathing. Everybody wants to know about ways to protect themselves from radiation, you know, with this disaster in Japan. Well, let me tell you something. The liver can handle a lot of stuff if it's healthy. If you want to protect yourself from radiation, if you want to protect yourself from toxicity, if you want to protect yourself from mercury in your fillings, if you want to protect yourself from all the environmental pollutants that we hear about in the news, one of the best things you could do is love your liver. And one of the best ways to love your liver is to make sure that you're restricting the amount of sugars, especially fructose, that you eat. High fructose corn syrup is a serious problem, but keep in mind, even regular table sugar can be a source of fructose. So limiting or restricting the amount of sugars that you eat is one of the best health strategies there are. Once again, you don't want to use willpower. You want to use brain power. And the best way to get off of sugar, the best way to get off of carbohydrates, is to make sure that you're eating more protein and eating more essential fatty acids. Of course, you can always get on a supplement program, and that will help you break up and utilize sugar, chromium, vanadium, which we talk about exhaustively on this program. Chromium and vanadium, they're found in the Youngevity Sweeties product. And if I had to pick one product of all the Youngevity products to take, if I didn't have any specific healthcare issues, I'd probably pick the Sweeties, because everybody needs help metabolizing and utilizing sugars and carbohydrates. Of course, the B vitamins are important, thiamin and niacin, but all the B vitamins. That's one of the neat things about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, is that it comes in a liquid format, and you can get your liquid vitamins in copious and generous amounts. The liquid vitamins, of course, are the B complex and vitamin C. And vitamin C is also very important for liver health. The idea that we can treat anything in the body using medical protocols, using medical science, is just flat out wrong. One of the latest red herring boogeymen in the medical world is inflammation. And as we said, inflammation is associated with cancer, and inflammation is associated with hypoxia, low oxygen. Make sure you're deep breathing, folks. Make sure you're breathing into your belly. You know, there are actually pleasure hormones that kick in when you deep breathe. Simply deep breathing way into your belly. You can even use your entire body as a lung. Think of all of your skin as a respiratory organ, and try to breathe in with the entire body, and you'll notice that there's actually a pleasurable sensation that you will feel. That pleasurable sensation is mediated by pleasure chemicals in the brain. So simply deep breathing, not only is it great for your health, not only is it great for reducing inflammation, not only is it great for reducing your risks for getting cancer, but simply deep breathing feels great too. And not only all those benefits, but deep breathing can also help stimulate lymphatic movement. The lymphatic system is your body's toxin system. It's the system that runs parallel to your circulatory system, to your blood system. But instead of blood, it's got poisons and toxins and fats. And it doesn't move on its own. One of the best ways that you can get lymphatic fluid to move is simply by deep breathing. So breathing deeply into the bottom of your lungs, in fact, deeply breathing into the bottom of your feet, not only is it great for your health, but it feels good too. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side. If you want to get on board today, 866-582-9933. Let us help you get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity supplements, you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Doug, tell the folks how they can get on board today if they want to chat with us.
Or have a question for Ben or myself, give us a call at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. We got open lines.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. We're here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, on the Genesis Communication Network and the ZBS Radio Network, 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central. And, of course, all the shows are archived on our website, brightsideben.com. Call Phyllis and Andy if you want to learn more about the longevity products at 866-735-2470. We're talking a little bit about oxygenation, inflammation, fructose. Two recent studies have just come out that link fructose to gout in women. The Nurses' Health Study found that one serving of fructose soft drinks every day. Just one serving increased gout risk by 74%, and two servings increased gout risk by 239%. Diet soft drinks didn't have the same problems. Of course, diet sweeteners have their own problems, but at least you don't have to worry about uric acid and gout. You may have heard about uric acid. Uric acid levels seem to be increasing gradually in folks, and elevated uric acid is associated with gout. It used to be just men got gout, and now women are getting gout, and one of the culprits is ingestion of more fructose. So be really careful, folks, about taking in sugars and taking in fructose in particular. We're talking about breathing, and you asked a great question, Douglas.
Yeah, you mentioned, I've heard you say that before, about breathing deep into your feet and your skin.
Right.
And how do you go about doing that? I mean, my lungs are the only thing that fill up with oxygen.
Okay, well, why don't you play along with me here, all right, Doug?
All right.
So I want you to take a nice slow breath and feel the oxygen, the air, and folks listening, you guys should do this too. Feel the oxygen go in through your nose, and you always want to breathe through your nose, by the way, not through your mouth. You want to breathe in through your nose. So feel the oxygen, feel the air going in through your nose, and feel how it goes down into your lung area, and then feel how it goes. For most of us, it stops right in the top area of our chest, right? You notice how it kind of stops there, and then you have a reflex to breathe out right when it hits the top area of your chest. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for most of us, as soon as it hits that top area through force of habit, we exhale at that point. So one of the first things you want to do is break that habit and kind of force yourself to go past the top of your chest and go into the lower area of your chest, the bottom of your lungs, maybe even into your belly. It's actually called belly breathing. Can you feel how when you sort of place attention on it, you can force the oxygen to go down into your belly? Can you feel that?
Yeah, is my belly supposed to sort of start to distend?
Your belly should go out a little bit, but you don't want to stop at your belly now. You want to go into your waist and into your groin area. Can you feel the oxygen and the air going into your waist and groin area as you place attention? And then you want to take it down your legs. Just feel how that air goes down your legs and all the way to the bottom of your feet. And that's called breathing into your feet. Now, of course, you're not really breathing into your feet, but what you are doing is you're oxygenating much lower and lower and lower levels of your body. So you're actually oxygenating lower levels of the body. Can you feel how that works?
Yeah.
You did it once. It's relaxing.
It takes a little concentration, yeah, but I can feel the difference.
Right, and if you did it all your life, or if you did it even once or twice a day, you'd feel a much bigger difference. And I wonder sometimes how much of our diseases, how much of our illnesses, how much of our poor health is related to the fact that we're not getting oxygen. You know, you can live without nutritional supplements, you can live without food, and you can even live without water for a short period of time, but you can't live without oxygen. Please, folks, don't underestimate the power of some of these really inexpensive, logical, natural techniques for health. To me as a pharmacist, it is just such crazy medicine. It is such crazy science to resort to prescription drugs, to resort to the medical model, to resort to surgeries, to resort to the almost medieval torture-like medical strategies that we resort to that include cutting off parts of our body when all we need to do in many cases is simple things like eating correctly, supplementing nutritionally, taking in more water, and oxygenation of tissues. 866-582-9933 is our number, 866-582-9933. What do you say we take our first phone call? Who do you want to go to, Johnny? All right, Karen in Arizona, what's up?
Hi. I have your longevity for the dog, but I get the grass-fed milk. You remember I told you about it? And
I'm sorry, say that again.
Now that the radiation has hit Arizona, this lady and I were talking about how can she protect her cows from this radiation.
Well, you know, radiation, the cows eat the grass and they eat the vegetation that has radiation on it, and radiation deposits in fat, and milk is fat. So I don't know how you're going to protect your cows. Nobody's ever figured out how to protect cows from radiation. You want to protect yourself by not drinking the milk. Now, what am I going to drink? You don't really need to drink milk, Karen. Nobody needs to drink milk unless you're a little cow, unless you're a calf and you want to turn into a big cow. There's no real reason to drink cow's milk. Let me say that again, because there seems to be this mythology out there around cow's milk. Yes, you're going to get calcium, and yes, there's protein, and there's a few other things in cow's milk, but generally speaking, mammals make milk to build mammals. So a mother dog will make milk to turn a puppy into a dog, and a mother cat will make milk to turn a kitten into a cat, and a mother goat will make milk to turn a kid into a goat. A mother cow will make cow's milk to turn a calf into a cow. So unless you want to be a cow, people, there's no reason to drink cow's milk. I don't care what anybody tells you from the dairy industry, and I'm sorry for the cow farmers or the dairy farmers, but the fact of the matter is mammals make milk for their own kind. So if you really, really want to drink milk, folks, drink mother's milk. Drink breast milk. And I did hear that there's actually some ice cream in England. Did you guys talk about this before, Douglas? The ice cream that's being sold with breast milk?
I did see an article on that. Yeah, I thought that was sort of odd.
Right. It is a little bit odd, but the point is that if you really need milk that badly, it's human milk that your body needs. Yes, there's some good things in cow's milk, but generally speaking, there's no real need for a human being to drink cow's milk. For calcium, green leafy vegetables. And I know nowadays there's problems with the green leafy vegetables too, unfortunately. But look, folks, we have done such a number on our environment. We have trashed the oceans. We have trashed the air. We've just turned our environment into garbage. And of course, we're going to have problems with things like greens, and now we're problems with cow's milk and radiation. You can only do what you can do. Okay, we can't change the environment in one generation. We're not going to probably be changing it in 5 or 10 generations, and who knows how long the nuclear fallout is going to be affecting planet Earth from what's happened in Japan and Three Mile Island and Chernobyl. But you can only do what you can do. So green leafy vegetables, cabbage, spinach, those are great sources of calcium. Kale is a wonderful source of calcium. Get your protein from whey or from hemp seed or from Brazil nut protein or from egg protein, and personally I'd be laying off the milk. All right, Karen, thanks for calling from Arizona. I hope I answered your question, and let's see what Annie in California has to say. Hello there, Annie.
Oh, hey, Ben and Doug. How are you guys?
Hey.
Doing great.
Doing good.
Ben, I have been watching your video series that you have posted on your blog, The 8 Chapters
yes.
of Nutrition. And it's fantastic.
Yeah,
yeah,
thank
really
you so much. I appreciate
it.
That.
Yeah.
That wasn't I have to apologize for folks who are watching that 8 chapters. There's only, I think, 6 chapters because we ran out of time. But there are 2 extra chapters, and we'll post those up too. Did you notice that? We ran out of time. I got the hook. So
there's
actually 6 chapters. Of the 8 chapters?
Yeah, there's an audio version of that.
That has the whole thing?
Yeah, that has all 8 chapters.
Okay, good. I didn't know that. We'll have to tell the listeners how to do it. Annie, stick with us. We got to take a break, okay? You're listening to The Bright Side, folks. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. If you want to talk to us today, 866-582-9933 is the number. If you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on the longevity supplements, we can help you do that. Or you can call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. Or you can check out my blog, brightsideben.com or pharmacistben.com. We're going to take a break and be back with Annie and your calls right after this.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side, folks. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, and I got to apologize. I guess we do have all, Doug informed me during the break that we do have all 8 chapters up of the 8 chapters of Good Nutrition, so you can check that out at brightsideben.com, and I also just got some info that pharmacistben.com isn't working, so we'll have to get that up and see what's up and running, see what's going on with that. But you can always get all our information at brightsideben.com. Of course, you can learn more about the longevity products at brightsideben.com as well. Or you can call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. We got a bunch of folks who want to talk to us today, so let's get right to it. Annie in California, what's cooking?
Oh, hey, I just wanted to tell you what was so great about the 8 chapters for me, if you want to know.
Sure, real quick.
Yeah, you seem to have really put the dosing together in a new way in terms of protein and essential fatty acids, and I've been following your recommendations in that area. I mean, I knew that I needed protein, but I had no idea I needed as much as you had outlined.
Right. And it's shocking, huh? It's amazing
it
how much.
Shocking.
Do you feel different? Do you notice that you feel different?
I feel a lot different, and you also give a very specific source for that protein, and I followed your recommendations, and I've been doing this for about 8 or 10 days, and it's really true. My cravings for sugar have pretty much gone away.
Awesome. Oh, thank you for sharing that, Anne. I appreciate that. How about the bone soup? What are you noticing about that?
I love the bone soup. I have a couple questions about the bone soup.
Real quick, we got a bunch of people want to talk to. Real quick, ask us some questions.
I've been making it, and I noticed a few times if I left it alone on the stove and let it cool down, it did form a gelatin consistency.
Right. Go ahead.
I think that's a good thing.
Well, the gelatin consistency is actually, when you see gelatin-like material, you're talking about basically the proteins that are building collagen. In fact, gelatin is collagen. It's just dissolved and denatured and broken up. The amino acids are broken up, so it has a kind of gummy quality. But when you see gelatin, any kind of gelatin, even gelatin capsules, you're looking at collagen, which is just three amino acids. It's a type of protein. The fat that comes out there, you know, that's not necessarily bad, but if you wanted to get rid of that, you could. But there's a lot of nutrients that are in that fat. It's not just straight fat. There's actually even vitamin D in that fat. A lot of folks peel the skin off a chicken, for example, but the fatty material has some good vitamins and some good fatty nutrients. So personally, I would eat the whole thing. I wouldn't worry about the fat, but if you want to skim off the fat, that will be okay. Now, you'll see in the bone soup, you'll see a little turbidity to the water. The water will have a little kind of solidity, almost like a bouncy quality. And that what's giving that water, or the broth, that bouncy quality is the polysaccharides and the proteoglycans. And we've talked about that, those compounds in the past. Polysaccharides and proteoglycans are very, very important for health. In fact, those are the materials that give the bone soup its immune-boosting properties. So you want to look for that bouncy quality to the water, that sort of thickness to the water, because that is actually a lot of the good stuff, the immune-boosting material, and also the stuff that's great for your skin, too, is in the bouncy qualities. And that's the neat thing about bone soup is all of those materials that are in the water, you wouldn't get those if you just ate chicken, because most of us aren't gnawing on the bones. But when you dissolve the bones in the water, all of that nutritional material typically lost when you eat chicken or when you eat turkey or when you eat beef, you get the benefits of it when you drink that broth. And it's liquid, so it's rapidly absorbed. It doesn't require any digestive energy, so it's great for people on liquid diets. It's great for people who have bowel problems or digestive problems. And the last thing, and this is maybe even the most important thing, those materials that give the water its sort of bouncy quality coat your digestive tract and heal the digestive system. So if you are on a liquid diet because you're trying to protect or you're trying to give your digestive system a break and you do bone soup, not only will you be giving your digestive system a break, but you'll actually be taking in nutrients that accelerate the healing and repair process specifically for the digestive tract. There's so many benefits to this bone soup stuff that it's unbelievable. And rest assured, I'll be talking about it a lot on this program. Real quick, Annie, you said you had a question about skin?
I have a lot of questions about skin. Maybe there won't be time to ask. Okay.
Why don't you either shoot me an email or give us a call back some other time, because we have a bunch of calls. Thanks so much for contributing, Annie. I really appreciate it. And by the way, we're talking about oxygenation. For you ladies who were worried about wrinkles, let me tell you something. Oxygen stimulates the production of collagen, and collagen defects and collagen breakdown is what causes wrinkles. Collagen defects and collagen breakdown is what causes osteoporosis. Your bones are 30% collagen, and breathing, oxygenation that is, stimulates the production of collagen, whether it's collagen in your bones or collagen in your skin. Breathing, by the way, also stimulates blood supply, stimulates the production of blood vessels. So oxygenation is one of the best things you could do to keep yourself from wrinkling and to protect your skin. 866-582-9933 is the number, 866-582-9933. Let's take our next phone call. I think it was it Steve or Catherine? What's up, Catherine? Catherine in Tennessee, what's going on?
Hi, this is Catherine. I wanted to know if there's any way to lower your allergic reactions to poison ivy. My husband works in trees, mm-hmm. and they're always putting him on the steroids.
Yes.
So, which
well,
I know
I'll tell you. Well, the steroids are terrible. Topical steroids are not quite as bad as internal steroids. Hopefully, they're just giving him steroids for his skin. They're not giving him prednisone to take internally.
No, they're giving prednisone.
They do give him prednisone. Okay, I was going to say I've heard of that. Let me tell you something. For anybody who's out there on prednisone, that is one of the nastiest drugs on the planet. In a whole universe of nasty drugs, prednisone is very close to the top of the list, if not at the top of the list. To just dispense prednisone as if it was Benadryl or candy or M&Ms for somebody who has poison ivy is just the nastiest, rudest form of medicine I can think of. And I know I'm sounding like I'm getting mad because I am getting mad. Prednisone is an awful, awful drug. So there's a couple things that you want to do. First of all, there are natural antihistaminic kind of substances. That reaction, that swelling reaction that occurs in response to poison oak or poison ivy or any kind of allergic reaction requires something called histamine. And histamine is one of your body's allergic chemicals, and it causes all kinds of allergic problems or allergy problems. So you can take a drug antihistamine like Benadryl, and of course that'll work, but there are also nutritional substances that act like an antihistamine. One of the most important ones is vitamin C. So high doses of vitamin C can be helpful, and whenever you're taking vitamin C, it's a good idea to take something called bioflavonoids with it. Now, you can get bioflavonoids in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and other Youngevity products. In nature, whenever you see a lot of vitamin C in a food like cantaloupe or oranges or lemons or wherever you're getting your vitamin C, you will always find bioflavonoids with that vitamin C. And bioflavonoids act as a cofactor that help the body utilize vitamin C. So taking high doses of vitamin C with bioflavonoids can have a natural antihistaminic property. Then there's also natural anti-inflammatories, and the most important ones are your essential fatty acids, especially omega-3 fatty acids, which are tremendously anti-inflammatory. Now, we talked earlier in the program, at the beginning of the show, about how inflammation is related to different diseases, and we said that hypoxia, which is low oxygen levels in the blood, hypoxia is related to inflammation. Well, the opposite is also true. That is, oxygen is related to anti-inflammation. So anything you could do to improve oxygenation of tissues, like deep breathing, of course, but essential fatty acids are also a great way to improve oxygenation. Hope that helps, Karen, or Catherine from Tennessee. Thanks for calling. 866-582-9933 is the number. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Youngevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Youngevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs along with Doug Winfrey on the Genesis Communication Network. Check out my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the link on the upper right-hand corner, and we'll get you some information about the longevity products. You can join me in my mission to help educate the world about the power of nutritional supplementation. If you want to get off your drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here 5 days a week to help you do that. We're talking during the break about this whole bone soup idea. You can use chicken broth. A couple questions came up. One is, can you use chicken broth instead of water? Yes, you can. Just be careful about the chicken broth you're using. You want it to be as clean as possible, ideally just chicken broth. Of course, whenever you package meat, we talked about this yesterday, meat just does not lend itself for packaging and for shipping and for processing and for supermarket delivery very well because it's very high in protein. And just like we like protein, everything likes protein, including bugs and bacteria. So usually whenever you're buying a meat product, whether it's real steak or whether it's a chicken broth, you're going to have preservatives and you're going to have flavor agents. And so I'm not really crazy about the idea of using broth, but if you do use broth, be careful what you use. Secondly, Doug raised a good point. Do you know that chickens have gluten or fed gluten? Because the gluten makes their meat softer. Gluten is used to absorb water. So anytime you have a piece of chicken, like from a fast food joint, and it's real soft and mushy, chances are, kind of like it melts in your mouth sort of quality, chances are that's some kind of chemical that's doing it, and a very good possibility is that it's gluten. And then last thing, we were talking to Catherine in Tennessee, and they were just giving her husband prednisone for his poison ivy or to protect him from poison ivy. Let me tell you something, folks. One of the first things we learn in pharmacy school is that prednisone is to be used with great, great discretion, and it should only be a short-term medical pharmaceutical strategy. The side effects of prednisone are absolutely horrendous. It doesn't take long for them to show up. And by the way, one of the things that happens with long-term use of prednisone is fatty liver disease, which is already a big problem in this country. So yeah, when you take prednisone, you increase your risk for diabetes, you increase your risk for mental problems, you increase your risk for glaucoma, you increase your risk for cataracts, you increase your risk for osteoporosis, you increase your risk for immune problems of all kinds. Folks, it is not a good strategy. So if you are on prednisone for your rheumatoid arthritis, there's a lot better ideas for you. One of the most important things to do if you are on prednisone is tell your doctor you want to get off of it, but just wean yourself off gradually. If you're taking prednisone because you have an autoimmune problem, that is not a good medical strategy. Prednisone, of course, suppresses the immune system, so you don't have to see maybe that you have an autoimmune problem, but you still have an autoimmune problem percolating underneath that eventually is going to cause your demise. If you have an autoimmune problem, as always, figure out what is triggering your immune system. And almost always, folks, and I will go out on a limb and say always, folks, you're going to see it linked to the digestive system. 866-582-9933 is the number. Let's take our next phone call. John in Michigan. What's up, John?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How can we help?
Great. I have a discussion or a question about silver. Now, I know you market Utopia Silver, and we've been purchasing silver in my family from a product that, you know, a couple of products that are well known. And I'd like to know what the difference you would think is in the silver and what makes one product better than the other product.
You know. I don't really talk too much about colloidal silver because to me, colloidal silver is like a treatment. It's an antiseptic, antibiotic treatment. There are a lot of different colloidal silver products on the market, and whether or not it's safe is up for debate, although a lot of folks who take colloidal silver feel like they're – I didn't mean whether or not it's safe. It is definitely safe. Whether or not it's effective – there is a lot of debate on that, but the folks who take colloidal silver swear by it. So I'm going by people who take it and who get results. So my personal opinion is if I had a problem that needed an antibiotic, I would certainly think about colloidal silver. As far as the differences go in colloidal silver, I couldn't tell you because it's not really nutritional. It's more like medicinal, and it's not something that we cover on this program. So I can't really help you with colloidal silver. If you have any nutritional needs for antibiotics or for controlling infection, there are wonderful nutritional strategies for building the immune system. Of course, reducing your sugar, taking vitamin C, taking more of the B complex, those are all great. But as far as using colloidal silver, I couldn't tell you about it because I don't know much about it. Colloidal silver is like an antibiotic substance, but it's not really a nutritional substance, okay?
Sorry, one more question?
Sure, absolutely.
When you say vitamin C, we have ascorbic acid
yes.
Here. Is that vitamin C?
Yes, yes. There's several ways vitamin C comes. The most common way, the most inexpensive way, and the most cost-effective way is plain old ascorbic acid. It's the way the body uses it. Now, there are some problems with ascorbic acid for folks who have digestive issues, and they may notice that they have it's a little bit uncomfortable in the stomach when they take ascorbic acid. For those folks, there are a little bit more deluxe forms of vitamin C. One is called ester C, and that's basically minerals that are attached to the vitamin C that protect the stomach from some of the acidic effects of vitamin C. And then there's also something called ascorbyl palmitate, which is a fatty form of vitamin C that's very interesting because it allows the vitamin C molecule to incorporate itself into the cell membrane, which is fatty, much more effectively. So for the most bang for your buck, for cost effectiveness, ascorbic acid is good enough for 99% of folks. For that 1% or 2% of people who have digestive issues, they may want to consider ester C. And then if you want to increase the amount of fat utilization of vitamin C, that is how the cell membrane incorporates vitamin C, then you will want to go to ascorbyl palmitate. But for most folks, the ascorbic acid is plenty good. All right. Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it. Let's see if we can squeeze one more phone call in. Steve, what's going on, buddy?
Good morning. Yes, we've been dealing with off and on the cold sores, you know, inside the mouth. And I was wondering if you could address that. What's an effective way to deal with those?
Absolutely. Obviously, the mouth is filled with bacteria. There's wonderful antibiotics in the mouth and things that kill bacteria. You know, your mouth is actually a great source of growth factors, skin growth factors, something in particular called epidermal growth factor. That's why animals will lick their wounds, and sometimes you hear that phrase, he's licking his wounds. What they're referring to is the fact that when you lick your wounds or you put saliva on your wounds, you actually have growth factors in your saliva that can accelerate wound healing. Those same growth factors, by the way, can just be good for your skin anyway. And the skin inside your mouth, the skin cells inside your mouth are constantly turning over. So the mouth is a rich source of growth factors, or saliva, I should say, is a rich source of growth factors and also a rich source of natural antibiotics. If you are getting constant cold sores or viral cold sores, that's a sign that you're having an immune problem. This is also true for people who get shingles and people who get herpes. If you have any of these problems, cold sores, shingles, herpes, you want to consider that to be a problem with your immune system. Your immune system should be able to take care of these problems. If you are suffering from chronic cold sores, chronic mouth sores, consider it to be an immune problem, and there's several ways that you want to treat that. First and foremost, you want to eliminate the number one enemy of the immune system, or at least reduce your intake of the number one enemy of the immune system, which is, surprise, surprise, sugar. Not only that, but vitamin C and sugar have a sort of relationship in the sense that they look similar to the body, and if you eat sugar, your body will take in that sugar rather than taking in vitamin C, and that can suppress your immunity there as well. So reducing your sugar intake and upping your vitamin C intake is the most important thing I could think of for helping support your immune system. Then there are other nutrients that are important for the immune system. One is selenium, and many of us don't get anywhere near the selenium that we need. 400 micrograms to 600 micrograms a day of selenium is a great place to be. Remember, we've talked in the past about the body's major immune booster. That's something called glutathione, and so taking in substances that help your body build glutathione are important. Glutathione is a tripeptide. It's made up of three amino acids, glycine, cysteine, and glutamine. So making sure that you're getting enough of those three amino acids is important. Whey protein is a great source of all three of those. If you want to take them individually, make sure you're getting maybe a gram to 2 grams of glutamine powder every day. Make sure you're getting NAC, which is N-acetylcysteine, every day. And it wouldn't hurt you to take in some glycine every day. It's just hard to find glycine. That's one of the reasons why I like taking whey protein on a daily basis, because it helps build the immune system. Also, sulfur is important for the immune system, and MSM is a great way to make sure you're getting your sulfur. If you take the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, folks, you're going to get all of those nutrients. And, of course, you can get the Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Rachel at 866-735-2470. Or you can get to my website, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join Now link. That's all we got time for today. We'll be back again tomorrow for Doug Winfrey and all the folks at Longevity. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Remember, as always, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful, beautiful day, and we will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye for now.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.